This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
With Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep. That's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that's no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Say.
We can go when we want to, night is young and so am I.
Welcome in to the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It is 3 and out. Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, Davey Hudson, Adam Hickman. Full house. Thursday edition of the program. As we head towards a date. Saturday night.
Oh, you got a date?
And, can we get, if we redo Lindsey Nelson, can we get it a cool nickname? You know, it's Saturday night at the...
I'll think about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not to work on that for me.
How you doing this morning, Dave?
Certainly good.
You got your tab backwards.
I don't care.
Oh, you really screwed it up?
You just didn't bend it back. He didn't bend it back. He was trying
I was in a hurry.
He was slurping it with the
It's hard to mess
aluminum
up opening a
tab.
I didn't mess it up. I was just in a hurry. Trying to interrupt Dave.
It probably made it for a better slurp, but.
Can I hurt my lip?
Yeah, don't cut yourself. You can cut yourself on that.
That's what I hear.
Rookie.
I was kidding. It didn't hurt my lip, you jerk.
Rookie numbers. To get those numbers up. Yeah, I don't know. Lindsey Nelson Stadium. Just
Saturday night at the tracks.
The tracks.
I mean, we do have train tracks in the backyard, so.
The rail yard.
Well, I think you could work with that.
Davey says nope.
No. The tracks.
Davey's out on the tracks. He's out on the rail yard. At the, what if we just called it the Nelson? The full Nelson?
The full Nelson. Tony's house. Let's just call it that.
Tony's place.
Coming over to Tony's place.
That's not good.
Best slice
in
town.
Yeah. Yeah, see there. I knew Hickman was going to go right there. Oh, yeah, because it's an Italian pizza place.
We could do like a... It could be like a Sopranos thing if we're going to go the Italian route.
What does that mean? I've never seen it.
Oh. Well.
I mean, I've seen episodes here and there.
Think of the mafia. You come to Tony's house and you get whacked.
Come to Tony's house. Get whacked.
Which way?
Upside the head with the bats. And your season is dead. So there you go.
You're getting a little dark over there.
Sorry,
for me.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know you're just saying.
There's a lot of...
just saying. You're getting a little creepy.
All right.
Oh,
where
yes.
dreams come to die.
Yes. Except ours.
And Paul Maneri's career.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Dead.
We'll need a permanent banner outside the stadium.
Just Paul
Maneri. Paul Maneri, R.I.P.
was here.
Screen fades to black.
Make a little makeshift grave.
You've never seen The Sopranos?
I mean, I've seen quite a few episodes, just never, chronologically.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know that you've really lived a full life if you haven't watched Sopranos
from
front to back.
All right.
I think you need to restart and get that started up.
Well, thank you for questioning my life.
I mean, it's...
No, it's fine.
Sometimes I think it's a lot cooler if you watch a show out of order, just a few episodes, because then when you start it from the top... You're kind of just sitting there wondering, like, okay, I can see how what I saw, how that's about to play into this.
Mm-hmm.
That might make no sense, but...
No, I get where you're coming from.
I mean, a lot of people...
It makes sense. I just hate it.
What?
Doing that?
That idea, yeah.
It really, the anticipation is what gets me, I guess, because you're like, all right, I can see in like two episodes from now, that episode I saw is going to come to light.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have a lot of shows... ranked ahead of The Sopranos for best all time, but there's not many people that don't have The Sopranos at least way up there. It's probably the most consistently ranked TV show all time.
I will say there was a TV show on Netflix, and they probably put it on Netflix about 15 years after it actually came out.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix put the shows in the wrong order.
Oh, no.
So... If you had no idea, you were actually just watching these episodes completely out of order. And so when certain people came in, you were just like, I don't remember this at all. And so it really did make you question, like, if you knew what was actually happening. But then probably about a month after it had been out, I was looking it up and someone, Judd Apatow was actually the creator of the show, was like, I can't believe like they screwed it up this bad.
What show was it?
It's a great question. I've already forgotten the name of it, but it had it wasn't Freaks and Geeks. Freaks and Geeks was in order, but it was one that they did afterwards. It's about basically like freshman year of college it's like Jay Baruchel, he's going, but the show got canceled. They tried to, I think they aired it like right, like 9/11 happened around the same time, and basically like just everyone's like idea of how TV was kind of like that entire season of shows that were coming out that year. Obviously there were a lot bigger problems in the world, so some of them that were airing their pilots had to kind of just cut their losses. Like it wasn't going to happen. There were a lot bigger problems in the world than some random TV show. I'll find the name of it here.
That was a lot of info for a show you don't even remember the name of. I mean, a lot of
it
info.
It was.
Well, it got canceled after 9/11 because they was out of order on Netflix. You don't even know the name of what are you doing? You know the actors in it? You can't remember the name of the show?
Yeah, Seth Rogen was in it. Charlie Hunnam, who's like the main character in Sons of Anarchy.
Did you find the name of the show yet?
No, I'm still looking it up.
Anyway, Jared says call Lindsay Nelson the Depot.
Undeclared.
The Depot. That's pretty good.
There's a train yard right there in the old depot.
That's the show, Undeclared.
Oh, I heard you.
Undeclared. All right.
Did you see the news last night?
Like the 6 o'clock, 10 o'clock? No, I didn't.
Is that like your attempt at a joke?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the best you got?
So far. It's a long show.
Okay.
We'll ramp up. We'll get there.
Per sources, Tennessee is looking to put together a street party, watch party deal outside Lindsey Nelson Stadium for Saturday night.
All right.
How about that?
That's good.
Yeah, they needed to do something after yesterday.
I did not realize how bad the reaction was going to be, but I guess it's because we knew they were only selling those accessory bleachers, and other people thought, no, they're selling all the tickets.
So,
nope.
No.
Just
500.
Just a couple.
Is what they said. I still don't think it was 500. You buy that?
No.
No. Me neither. But, hey, at least they listened.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do something for the fans. Couldn't get tickets. Very interested to see how they try to pull this off, because I just always worry about things like this. It's a good idea on paper, but it's also Tennessee trying to pull it off.
Right, right.
So they need to do it right. Make sure it makes sense. Don't flub it. Mm-hmm. You know, like you did all day yesterday.
Right.
Because yesterday was a bad day.
How would you do it, Houston?
I really don't know. I like the idea of shutting down. What is that? Is that Johnny Majors that cuts between the practice field and the stadium?
I believe so.
I'd probably just shut that whole road down.
Yeah.
And just set up, get some food trucks, some concession stands.
I thought that was Pat Summitt.
Is it Pat Summitt?
Mm-hmm.
I thought Pat Summitt was the road diagonal to that road.
No, I think Nate's right. I think Johnny Majors, is Johnny Majors even still there? Wasn't that the road that went between Stokely and the Anderson training facility?
Hmm.
I don't know. It's neither here nor there.
Pat Head Summit Street.
What?
Yeah.
Which one? That one?
It's one name, yeah.
I was correct, yeah. That's Pat Head Summit Street. Todd Helton Drive goes behind the baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Both, it kind of curves around there, right behind the batter's eye.
Yeah, so just block off Pathead Summit, throw up some food trucks, concessions, maybe some games for the kids, a little face paint tent over here, free cornhole over there. Make it like the Vol Village they do in Circle Park.
There you go.
Right?
Just yeah.
Easy. You're right there by the stadium. You can pull up a chair, listen, have a couple big projection screens, watch the game. Be a good idea. Make it happen. Just do it right, please. Please do it right. We don't need another debacle. We can't do that. What, and like parking, just open everything up. Don't
anything
like
you
don't
can find, yeah.
And make it free. Like don't nickel and dime the fan base now. Like you already messed it up a little bit. Just free parking. You know, open G10, whatever that big one is right there by Frat Row. Like just open them up. Come one, come all. At least that's what I'd do. But we'll see what they decide. If they even actually try to do this. That was just kind of the rumor of the news last night.
Yeah, it's possible it doesn't. I mean, you run out of days, better announce it today, right?
Yeah.
Can't announce it tomorrow.
I mean, you could, but the earlier the better.
It's not a lot of time.
I
kind of feel for them. It's not a lot of time to get all that stuff set up.
Which is why I would kind of be hesitant to go. I would rather watch it in AC on a couch with my buddies than go down in the hot heat with my buddies to a...
Hot heat. Mm-hmm.
to a watch party that's kind of just been thrown together last minute.
No, I'm with you.
Know what you're going to get.
I'm with you. That's what I'm saying. If they do it, it better be pretty awesome and logistically sound. Otherwise, people are going to show up and be disappointed, and that's kind of what you did yesterday. You disappointed a lot of people. You don't want to disappoint anyone on this one. But we'll see what they do. Fingers crossed. Yesterday was quite a day. I mean, to go from we want to sell you tickets, JK, but now give us money. It was surreal to me. Almost like it was a dream. Like there's no way Tennessee would actually do that. Leave hundreds, if not thousands, of people on hold, never allow them to get tickets, and then announce the sellout, post the video that says, donate everything you can.
Right.
It was just...
Did you think that... Obviously, I understand why they would title, you know, give my all, yada yada. I mean, obviously. But doesn't it feel a little weird when you're asking for money? I mean, it's one, like, it's when I'll give my all for Tennessee, when you're a player, when you're walking out, you know, out of the locker room, like, and it's when you're talking about energy, passion, and, like, commitment.
Mm-hmm.
It feels right. When it's like, give us your money, we need all of it, it doesn't feel right.
No, it felt awful yesterday. I mean, no, you're absolutely right.
I watched the Danny White video that you mentioned during the show later in its entirety, just like in a completely like nothing else happening. I just watched it. I just listened to him talk. I listened to the music. I watched the thing. I watched him walk off at the end of the video, and I'm like, I hurt for him.
Oh,
this is so cringy. I think less would have been more.
Yeah.
I think just some music and some graphics. Nobody.
Some highlights.
You didn't even need the voiceover. I mean, everybody gets what's happening here. There's a new regime in town. They're promising they're going to fix it like all the previous regimes. They're asking for your dollars.
Like all the previous regimes.
And you can decide what you want to do or not do. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I noticed one of our listeners donated exactly $37.
Oh, thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Not to us. I mean, you know, to
us. Oh. No, yeah, I got you. That was just a good number.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, yesterday was a bad day. A really, really, really bad day. But it's okay. It's behind us now.
Yeah, I mean, it just, I understand that it doesn't really go together, that it's just kind of, here's the name of it, and then here's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But just saying...
Donate all you can. Yeah, yeah.
Not... I mean, it comes off very, I don't know, very, very televangelistic, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you give us all your money. I know you've given you've given us a lot over the years, but maybe now... If you'll just give us all of it. Just those last two coins, please. Give us your last two coins.
That's what made me the most upset. It's like...
We've bled you dry.
Yeah, it's like, we know you've given so much, but the reason we're not good is because you haven't given us everything that you got. Like... I mean, this is like a... It's like a movie preacher, like, hey, man.
It is.
What'd you just tithe? Was that 10%?
I was thinking the 1500s Catholic Church.
Huh?
Well, that, too.
What's that?
The Catholic Church in the 1500s.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you were talking about some movie or show again.
It's history.
Thank you.
Known history enthusiast, Davey Hudson.
Yeah, clearly. That's you. I mean, that's what I tell my friends when they ask about you. I'm like, oh, well, he's a big history buff.
Also a big baseball enthusiast.
Yes, definitely that.
Known expert.
Expert. But did you get that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, $500 million. Like, it's like they want to – I mean, I get it. That's what an athletic director typically does. They come in and they're like, all right, I'm going to put my stamp on this thing. Do you remember what he said in his opening presser when he was like, I am very – what was the – I can't remember the exact phrase, but he basically said, like, I am aware that Tennessee fans have been through a lot in the past, you know, 20 years. I'm sensitive to that. But you know what, guys? I'm looking at the books, and the reason we're not good is because you guys just aren't giving us quite enough cash. Give us all you got.
All of
everything you can. And I get it. It's his job. It's his job. It felt like when Fulmer was like, hey, you might not get tickets, but if you donate and buy season tickets and just let us keep the money if you don't get the tickets, we're going to put your name on a wall.
And you'll be giving. He said the same thing.
I know it was the you'll give be your all. Your, I know. I was just like, what the hell? We just messed this up a year ago. We're doing it again.
Did somebody, Danny? You know, Phil tried this.
Well, then they tried to play up like, oh, the one thing I love about this sign is that it's in every house and locker. And I'm just like, yeah, man, we know. Like, we got it.
Wasn't that the sign John Curry had in his garage?
Yes!
So John Curry
play
did
that again.
It.
Play it again.
So John Curry did it. Philip Fulmer did it. Now Danny White. I mean,
I get it, though. It's like, that's our thing. So it's not the slogan's fault. It's not anyone else's fault for using it. It's like if they use the power T, but right. Since the team's lost last year wearing a power T, it's like we hate the power T.
Right.
It's
fragile.
Like, it's not the slogan's fault. I get it. It's like, yeah. Oh, give your all. That's so genius. How can we? Oh, yeah, that's how we'll get money. It's like, are you giving your all? Mm-hmm. Huh? Hodges, are you? Mm-hmm. Are you giving your all? Yeah, I mean, I show up and I cheer for the team and I help promote the. No. Bank account.
And somebody made a good
show
point.
Me.
I mean, they just got $23 million from the SEC.
Yeah, it's 23. And the per school funds after the ABC ESPN deal goes through will be ridiculous, too. Because they, like, doubled the CBS mm-hmm. contract for football. It's just, like I said, it's his job. I'm not mad at Danny, per se. I mean, I don't think he had anything to do with, well, you think it was his call to offer to the donors? Is that his call? Also, they
Maybe
said
not.
They did this exact thing last week.
Uh-huh, they did say that.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Because then they were like, yeah, demand is just higher for this game. I'm sorry, did last week's tickets not sell out in the exact same amount of time?
Yeah, I thought so.
So, but I don't even remember an issue last week. Do you?
Nope.
I mean, once it got sold out, everyone was like, heck yeah, awesome, it sold out. This week, not that good. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was just the call thing. David said it yesterday. I think he's right. People just don't want to get on the phone anymore. They want to, you know, they want to go online. They want to log in. They want to submit their requests, see where the tickets are available, and do that. Like, maybe that was it. Maybe leaving everyone on hold was the big issue. Because it takes so much time. Especially when, because people were calling like 300 and 400 times and never talking to a human being.
Well, that was different, right?
I mean, no, that was definitely different.
It was online last week, wasn't it?
Yes.
Why can't we just go and stand outside ticket offices anymore?
Well, people did that, and apparently that worked better than
did those people
the phone.
Get tickets? Is that why no one got on the phones?
That's what I asked you yesterday. Like, I would assume priority would be to the people standing in the window.
But didn't they say they weren't going to be selling to people that were at the ticket office?
I don't think they did. I just thought they said, you got to call the ticket office. Mm-hmm. But if you're there, I did see a memo, an internal memo, that said...
That's not very internal then.
It's neither here nor there. There was no extra space to add bleachers.
That's a lie.
That's an absolute lie. It's a lie.
If you look,
the main story I'm upset with is there was a leak.
Oh, Danny's mad. He's mad.
Wait, you really saw a memo that's going? Who sent it? Who's who's it to?
No. It's a UT memo.
Okay, that's all right. I'm just saying.
One of the reasons. Okay, so in the memo they said. We don't have room for extra bleachers. Mm-hmm. That was one of the points.
Okay.
The very next point was, we still need space for COVID. Do you see the issue there? We don't have room for bleachers. We still need COVID space.
What?
So you have space.
Yeah.
That you just said you didn't have for the bleachers.
Right.
But you're blaming it on COVID.
Yet you have 100% capacity.
Right.
With already additional seating.
Mm-hmm.
Makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
If you slide those bleachers down closer to the end of the left field line, you could get another set of bleachers.
I know.
Just
absolutely.
Like
I don't believe this memo. I believe this is a ploy to spot who is leaking information. Mm. It's like, we can lie, and that way once it gets out, we know who the leak is, and everyone got a slightly different memo. And Danny is on the case. Detective Dan.
Good. Call me right now, Dan. I'd love to talk to you. I know you're busy. Like I said yesterday, it was a bad day for Danny. I don't think a lot of that was Danny's fault yesterday. He's just the athletic director, so it all just kind of falls at his feet, fair or unfair. It's what it is. But to get off the negative thing, yesterday was a good thing, in my opinion.
Why is
that? As if there was any doubt that the stadium needed to be bigger. As if there was any doubt that Tony Vitello's the king of the town and deserves a fat pay raise, or the extension, his coaches deserve. Like, if there was ever a doubt, you know, can Tennessee fans support baseball? Like, is that a thing? I mean, we got football, basketball. Is that, like, would Tennessee fans actually even rally behind a good baseball team? I don't know. Yesterday proved it. Yesterday was the only answer Danny White needed on if there was a shred of doubt in his brain. Man, should we make that stadium a little bigger? I don't know. Should we give this guy top 10 money in the country? I don't know. It's baseball. Yesterday proved it. Mm-hmm. It's over. It's done. I mean, yesterday was a problem because Tony Vitello has made the baseball program too big for its pin. Like, that's what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good problem to have, assuming you fix the problem with a bigger stadium and make sure you keep your guy.
Right. Yeah. Can't lose him at this point.
No.
It doesn't sound like he's going to. It's going to. It sounds like everybody's in agreement. And he's, you know, they've been talking about it, and everybody's happy.
Yeah. So I guess Danny did an interview somewhere yesterday where he talked about some of that stuff. It was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. I saw some of the quotes flying across the Twitter sphere.
We'll come back with more. We'll get to some of your reaction, your phone calls, 865-546-8200 on the flip side. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. .865-546-8200 is the number to join the program. We got Matt up first. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out.
What's going on, fellas?
Morning, bud.
You guys ever see those really cringeworthy, like, Imagine videos and I Take Responsibility with the washed-up celebs that are starved for attention? You guys know what I'm talking about?
Good grief.
Like all the COVID stuff where they're like in their mansions? Yeah.
Just the cringy and they're, you know, just the, and it's these celebrities that are just, they're old, they're like the Real Housewives that are just, they let their bodies go, but they're still trying to look good, you know, they're just, they're that starved for attention.
Right.
Is that what Tennessee football is? I mean, can we just enjoy baseball and you guys just stay over there in the corner? You know, just leave us alone for a little bit. You guys will have your time. It's coming. You know, we don't need you right now. You're not top of the heat. You're not top of the world right now anymore, Tennessee football. You know, leave us alone.
Got to get that new video board. Got to cut back capacity a few thousand.
Just like every time something's going, man, they just, there's something comes up, man. I was in Chattanooga yesterday, didn't get to hear the show. I didn't know what happened. I just pop on this morning and this is what, and I'm just like, what are we doing? What's Tennessee doing? We got football, we got a big baseball weekend coming up. Why are they, asking for money for? And then asking for all our money.
Your money.
Yeah. When you said that, it made me think of televangelists. You know, it made me think of like those prosperity preachers that, and I'm a Christian, by the way, but that, you know, give us all your money and you'll be healed.
Yeah.
BS.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it makes you feel like, you know, or just kind of puts you back.
If you didn't have to rely on football for the funding all the other sports outside of men's basketball, I would get it. I would say, like, all right, let's not talk about football here, but the fact that football essentially pays for everything, I understand why they do it.
But don't you need to do it in a way that makes people feel good and eager and, like,
the timing is what
– yeah.
The timing is what's so – just wait till, like, Monday to do it. Like, you got a big weekend coming up of baseball. You're out there begging for money and for
football.
Well,
if you
games.
Lose the series, and I don't want to think about that, but if you lose the series, then that's just going to make people even more mad. It's like, you just lost, like, and rightfully so or not, they're going to – we're going to complain. I mean, that's kind of how it works.
I mean, don't you just let baseball play out, though? Like, let's say they go to Omaha and they lose – they're, like, finish top four. They lose, like, to go to the Natty or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then don't you then maybe, like, a week later then run the campaign? Like, hey, we got one sport turned around. These others aren't that bad. It's all about football now. Like, all eyes on football. Here's what we need to make sure baseball stays good, and here's what we need for Neyland Stadium. Wouldn't that have been better?
Or just the approach of it, man. I mean, you would think that these people – have enough PR training and experience over the last two decades of just one, you know, fumbled speech after another to just come out and relate to fans. Just say, hey, look, we had a bad year last year with COVID. We know all you do is say it that way. I think Knoxvillians are pretty East Tennesseans can relate. Like, hey, we had a bad year. We're asking for money, even though that's really hard to do right now. But we do need it to push some things forward and progress as a program.
Mm.
I think that's a pretty good takeoff on how you ask for. You know, not, hey, give us everything you got. We have to have it, you know, just after we paid a coach $1 million to sit on the sidelines for 2 weeks.
Right. Well, and Matt, to that point, though, I mean, yeah, the university took a big hit last year. Nate just mentioned it. Like, the SEC said, hey, here's $23 million. Like, a lot of businesses and families and people took a big hit last year. So, like,
right.
But there was no, like, hey, we know last year was tough on all of – there was none of that. There was no, like, unity in it other than we want to fix the stadium up. And also, like, the biggest talking point in the last, you know, 2 or 3 months has been Lindsey Nelson Stadium, Lindsey Nelson Stadium, Lindsey Nelson Stadium. We need a bigger stadium. We need a bigger stadium. And what's the main push yesterday? We want to put a video board in Neyland. It's like, it's like, what are you doing? Like, no. You spent all this time rendering a stadium that doesn't need anything. And yet, the one thing everybody's been asking for and talking about for 3 months, you don't even, they didn't even get a paragraph, Matt. It was two.
Could use a paint job.
It was two, I don't know, it's some paint. Okay, whatever, $2 million. But, the baseball stadium didn't even get a paragraph. It got two sentences that just said, we're going to improve the fan and player experience. Like, that's what they said.
Yeah,
I got 9 renderings of what they want to do to Neyland Stadium. Not even a blurb about, yeah, we're gonna make baseball stadium awesome too.
You know what they need to do with Neyland Stadium is win some football games.
Yep.
I don't think anybody cares. I come in the south side, that dingy looking south end zone from South Knoxville every football game, and I love it. I could care less what that. It just looks vintage to me. I don't think they need to improve jack over there. That stadium's just fine. They need to win some, you know, damn football games, by God. Look, I'm going to get out of here, but I want to – y'all were talking earlier about giving some names for Lindsey, and I was doing a little research. What about somehow fitting in Butternuts in there?
What?
look up research. Research it, guys. Tennessee, the volunteer state was originally going to be the Butternut State based on white walnut trees and our abundance of fruit butternuts that fall off the trees. I think we got something going here, man. At least I kind of like butternuts.
Wait, we were really almost the Butternut State?
Yes.
Thank God for Davy Crockett. I mean, geez.
No, butternuts is – dude, if we were the Butternut State, we would have won 12 national championships in football.
You couldn't do us nothing.
You know how many – you know how many memes and T-shirts you can make with butternuts? You know what kind of fear that would
spark?
So
we would be the University of Tennessee fighting butternuts?
Delicious butternuts.
Oh, my God.
Still sounds better than Buckeyes.
It does.
I don't think so. Butternuts?
See you guys.
See you, Matt.
Thanks. The call.
Touchdown, butternuts! No. Come on. That can't be real. Is that real? Have you ever heard that?
No, I hadn't heard that.
I hadn't heard that either. Butternuts. What? Welcome to the butternut? Like,
as a known historian. No, I've not heard it either.
Oh, what a classic drop in from Matt. Look it up. Butternut. Makes me think of
we could just call Lindsay Nelson the vault. It's where you give all your money and never see it again. The vault. Locked away.
That's just UT. You know, you can't spell vault without a UT.
True.
Think about it. Okay, spell it in your head. There you go. Attaboy. Attaboy.
Butternuts first applied to Tennessee Civil War soldiers because of the tan color of their uniforms, and later this nickname was sometimes applied to people across the entire state.
Can't use it.
Can't use that.
But hog, Nate, it's a nut. Some other names, Hog and Hominy State, the Big Bend State.
Hog and Hominy?
Yep. Now obsolete, this nickname was applied originally because the corn and pork products of Tennessee were in such great proportions between 1830 and 1840. The mother of Southwestern statesmen.
So we were almost the corn-fed pigs, is what I heard.
Wait, what did you, Southwestern?
Yep, Southwestern statesmen. I guess they're going into the whole quadrants thing there.
Tennessee was west back in the day.
Yeah, this nickname was applied
Yeah, before the Louisiana Purchase, is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying, you know, you mentioned Civil War uniforms. When anything happened, Tennessee, that was a western theater.
Tennessee furnished the U.S. with three presidents and a number of other leaders who served with distinction in high government office.
Learn something new every day. Mm.
Yeah, it just reminded me of the widow's mite, you know, from like the gospel. Where the disciples are like, what's up with this chick? She only gave like 2 coins. Yeah, it's like, yeah, but she gave her all.
It's all she had.
It's all she had.
Hmm.
Because I've...
That's fascinating.
Like, I feel... I mean, isn't it going to be the poor, like, just... diehard Tennessee fan that video hits the hardest on? It's not going to be the rich guy. It's a billionaire who's made all his money in whatever, oil or this or, you know. He's not going to watch the Danny White video and go, yep, going to give him another million. No. Those guys make their decisions on individual. They have a volunteer fund rep.
Right.
That wines and dines them, that asks for money, that gets them to cut checks, that upgrades their skybox so a little closer to the 50, or gives them an additional this or that, or, you know, squeezes them and, or, you know, gives them an extra couple tickets maybe for this weekend's super regional, in fact, even though they've never been to a baseball game before. That guy makes his decision in person. It really is going to be the working people that watch the video and go, oh man, yeah, I guess I can, you know, spare 100, you know, when they should probably just save that for the groceries next week. Like that,
you're not wrong.
And I'm dead serious. That hurts my feelings. It does. Because that $100 isn't gonna change Tennessee athletics.
Well, and like it's like you said though, like that might really, because you're right, that video is gonna hit those people in a way that it won't hit the guy who has 10 secretaries telling him where he should and shouldn't donate his money.
Right.
Many small coin make big coin.
I mean, I get that. It just came off.
The thing is, though, so it's like wrong. That $100 that guy gives that matters, right? That's like a big deal. Like, or the vacation that the family skips.
Yeah.
Like, that's a big sacrifice to certain people. And what are they going to get for that?
Kevin Steele for a month.
Yeah.
I mean, like, list the ways Tennessee has wasted
that
money.
That substitute teacher line was worth $1 million, in my opinion.
What are you doing?
They spent $1 million in attorney's fees for 1 month because our Lord and Savior Philip Fulmer just allowed rampant cheating to go on right under his nose from his handpicked guy that he not only told you was the guy, but told you how he was sure he was the guy and doubled down right after. And then,
went out and gave him an extension so that not only did we pay him more as he cheated,
under the
we
cloak
paid him
of,
more after he left.
The cloak of secrecy, though. Like, you didn't even know about that until months later.
And I guess, theoretically, Dondi got out of that with the whole cheating thing. But again, we've already spent $1 million on attorney fees in a month. How much more is it going to cost?
Well, Danny White said yesterday the investigation is not over, and we're not sure when it's going
to
be over.
We're going to end up paying more investigating ourselves than we would have just had to cut Jeremy Pruitt a check for. On top of all of that, these people stood up there and said, Philip Fulmer's retiring. We'll always remember you from that night in Arizona in 1998, Phil. We still love you, bro. But you're really fired, and we're going to pay you millions of dollars to just get out of here.
At least the recruiting was good.
They made him put a blazer on over his tracksuit for that. Like, there's no way he knew that was happening that
Nate,
day.
Not to step on your point, but it was 1999 at that time.
You were being just so just needly today. I don't like it. Something's wrong with you. Something's up.
They literally told you that integrity was the most important thing as they lied to you and now are begging for your last two pennies.
GBO.
Final segment, hour number one. It almost doesn't feel real. Like, all that stuff happened. Like, they're begging you for money as they pay Philip Fulmer to not work because he was so awful, as they pay attorneys millions of dollars to investigate the cheating that
themselves
that they allowed to happen, as they pay hundreds of thousands of dollars just to test athletes for COVID. Have we had we haven't had one athlete COVID issue in all of college athletics out of, a gazillion people. Yet we still need the space. Can't have bleachers.
Yeah, that part was kind of funny.
What? Like, what? What?
Well, they think everybody's just going to be gathered down there socially distancing in that corner they could be using for bleachers?
It makes no sense. None.
I still just can't get over that campaign. Like you said it, like a multimillionaire gives $100,000. Like it's nothing to him, right? But if you give $100,000, you're going to get your name on the side of a building. Mm-hmm. But the guy who gives $1,000 and says, hey, kids, sorry, we're not going on vacation this summer, what does he get? Nothing. Like a thank you email?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I get it. Like, you need the money. You're going to celebrate those who give the most, but the most is not always the most, if that makes sense.
And if you're a parent and you ruin your kid's summer vacation to give to that athletic department,
yeah, please don't
look in the
mirror
and
question. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. But Nate said it like that. There are going to be people who watch that video and read, like, man, yeah, I just haven't been doing enough for my school. That's on me.
At least use the money to buy tickets. Don't just hand them money for no reason. I mean, buy a ticket to a football game where if you don't buy it, no one's going to be sitting there. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like get something for your money.
It's like a toxic relationship. They make you think that you're not doing something right. In reality, they're the ones that have been screwing you over.
But that was actually in the write-up, if I'm not mistaken. Like, this campaign goes beyond just your buying tickets and donating to buy tickets and parking. This is extra. We need extra. It's just like, ooh. Like I said, it's kind of cringe.
It's bad, man. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm just jaded.
Well, I mean, we are. We follow it closer than most, so we see too much of how the sausage is made.
Yeah, I mean it's like this at every school on some level,
right?
I don't know, but I guess where I have a really hard time with it, just personally,
is because of where I grew up, like I was most familiar with Clemson and South Carolina and their athletic departments because that's the state I, you know, was in. And I would hear adults, as I was a late middle school, high schooler, talk about the just dumb, you know, just the dumbassery stuff that both of those universities, because every university has, they do things that are is just stupid, is illogical, whatever. I mean, it's government money, right? I mean, people that work there, like, they pretty much get paid as long as they do a good enough job. Like, it just doesn't, like,
right.
The money just flows, right?
Yep.
And I guess what frustrates me the most about Tennessee being bad at football ever since, like, kind of I, you know, left my home state to come up here for college and then never went back is the amount of money that Tennessee collects compared to Clemson, at least back when I was in high school, and South Carolina is just, I mean, it's like the Yankees versus the A's. And the fact that we're about the same at least over the last, I don't know, I came up here in 2000, at least over the past 20 years, South Carolina and Tennessee have been about the same level of SEC football. And Clemson has become a juggernaut. And Tennessee has so many more resources than either one of those schools. Like, it's insane. I mean, those schools are poors compared to Tennessee. Yet we're about the same as one, and the other has basically taken players that would have come here.
Not to, basically. Just,
well, I mean, literally.
Yes.
And yeah, they've literally taken players that under in a different world, in a different path, if things go differently, would have been Tennessee Volunteers.
And they've won national championships.
It's maddening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've taken guys who would have their jersey in Neyland Stadium hanging up there.
And it's for, I mean, even for as
guys
as,
who grew up coming to games in Neyland Stadium, like
and even as incompetent as like South Carolina has been recently, when they had no money, still found a way to go out and get Lou Holtz and win some games. Go out and get Steve Spurrier and win the East. I mean, like, with nothing compared to what Tennessee has. And Tennessee can't even compete with Florida and Georgia. Even though they have as much or, you know, even though they're right there or have more than those schools. At least used to. I mean, back then, the stat every year would come out. Philip Fulmer and his athletic department spent more money on football recruiting than any other school in the SEC. And I thought that was smart. Like, they, you know, they're not in the state of Florida. They can't just throw a rock like the Gators or, you know, those teams or like Georgia and just get players. But now it's like Tennessee spends more money and just gets worse. And how that, I mean, that should anger every Tennessee fan, especially the ones that give any amount of money. I guess that's just where we are. We'll come back. We'll kick off hour two next.